I have pictures of us here together after we were all grown. One died about 2 years ago.
Hmm.
Six of us still living.
That's a pretty good record.
Yes, we had for several years, we'd have a family reunion, and every time we was all together, we'd have a picture made. It's quite interesting. Lots of times, two or three places I have where we're just standing as the ages come, you know, so long.
That's fun to see that.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. It really is. That's
skip
right.
10 years.
That's right.
See what everybody looked like.
Yeah.
Oh, to talk about this fireplace again, you mentioned starting your fire. How did you start it in the winter when all the coals were gone? The end of the summer,
well,
perhaps.
If we just put any kind of dry chips or wood of any kind, brush or anything in there and strike a match to it. Mm-hmm.
Do you call that stuff that you put in anything special?
Kindling. Uh-huh. That's what we call kindling.
Did you ever burn coal?
No. Never burned any coal.
Boy, that smelly old stuff.
Oh, we didn't have anything to do with coal, whatever.
How about that black stuff that would collect? You ever have to clean
charcoal,
it?
Charcoal, you call it?
No, I'm thinking more of the stuff that would collect in your chimney or in your stovepipe.
Yes, once in a great while, we'd have to clean that out. We'd have to get up on top and say a good thing to clean that out would be to take and tie a rope or a string or wire or something around a brick.
Uh-huh.
Job it up and down through there, drag it up and down. It'd eventually clean that all out. It'd come down and you'd move it, see?
Uh-huh. What do you call that old black stuff?
A soot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I heard a man who said his dad used an Indian hammer. You put a rope on that and get up on the roof.
That's a whole lot the same kind of deal. That's right. But a brick is awful good. You can just half hitch a wire around a brick and it won't run straight up and down. You know, it'll just kind of wiggle around that way. It'll just knock that stuff all loose and it'll come down in there.
What did you have left when all your wood burned up?
Ashes.
And did your mother do anything with
it? Yes. Yeah, she had all those things. You're coming back now to old times, sure enough. We had what we called an ash hopper.
Uh-huh.
And we'd put those ashes in there through the winter, you know, and keep them covered up so the water couldn't get in. Then along in the spring of the year, go to work and add water to those ashes and had a little trough that the line would run out, you know, and catch that, make soap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, that's...
Did you ever put those in corn?
In what?
Did you ever put that lye in with corn?
Well, you're talking now about making hominy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did that. Yes, made hominy. And that lye was an awful good thing, you know, to get that hominy. Some way, I just remember just how they got it fixed so, you know, but then we used lye for it, all right, for that hominy.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, you bet. Yes, sir.
And what was your furniture that you had in your front room?
Well, sir, you know, it was just the furniture we had in the front room would just probably be, probably a bed or two in the front room. And then there's a big family of us, you know, and maybe a dresser, and that is about all.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned a dresser. That was for what?
That is just what we call now I don't know. A dresser is looking glass in. We got in here. One thing. What do you call them?
No, that's okay. I was just wondering what it was. I
don't know what you call it, but it wasn't anything like what we have now.
You'll catch me asking you things
that's
like
all right.
This. It sounds silly.
That's all right.
But I just wanted to know what it was. And did you have one of those long pieces of furniture that you could sit on or lie on?
You're thinking about a bench now, aren't you? Yeah.
Well, this would have some sort of padding on it, maybe.
Yes, we had that, but I forget now what we call that.